Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about one of our greatest natural resources, our fresh, clean water that trickles down from the Adirondacks into Hinckley Reservoir. And right now, the Mohawk Valley Water Authority wants more water out of Hinckley, correct?
Well, that yes. The Water Authority was created in the mid-90s from the assets of the old Utica Board of Water Supply. Their function in their nature was a regional water organization to help with the distribution of the water. Herkimer County became a partner in that because we do have part of the water system reaches into two of our townships, Frankfort and Schuyler. Of course, a majority of Hinckley Reservoir lies within Herkimer County's boundaries, and the outlet and the inflow of the West Canada Creek lie primarily in Herkimer County. It actually takes a hard left out of Hinckley Reservoir and flows through Herkimer County and goes into the Mohawk River at the village of Herkimer. So Herkimer County has more than a passing interest in sure. What happens with Hinckley. The flow of the West Canada is important to us. It is renowned as one of the great trout fishing streams in the state, if not the nation. I'm told that we have people from other countries come here specifically to fish the West Canada. That translates into tourism dollars and revenue for Herkimer County, and it is a draw for us. There are campsites and marinas along the way as well. The Water Authority in the early 2000s essentially said, well, you know, we formed this authority and Herkimer County is a partner, but we've come up with another plan. We want to divert some of that water and do a pipe to Western Oneida County to provide for water needs in that area of the county. It was my position, and I hope others share the position, that that was not the charter that the Water Authority was given to do, and that a decision like that changes the very nature of what it was created to do, and that if that were going to happen, it needed to be a topic of discussion and negotiation okay. between the partners. Remember, this was created when the city of Utica was in serious financial trouble. It was a funding mechanism to bring money to the city and prevent them from having a financial control board, come in and take over the city's finances. We were told at the time, and I was a member of the county legislature in Herkimer, that without us doing this, things like the auditorium, the zoo, the Stanley, a lot of these local facilities that admittedly Herkimer County people use regularly would be in danger of having to close for lack of funding. So we were put in under a great deal of pressure to go into this regional authority, and we did it with the understanding that, you know, as the future came along, that, you know, there may need to be some adjustments. But this is a dramatic change. Right now, out of Hinckley Reservoir, roughly about 17 million gallons a day is drawn out by the Water Authority for the city of Utica and the various suburbs that it serves. They contended that under the contract that existed, they were entitled to 48.5 million gallons a day. They've been very unclear about how much of that would be shipped to Western Oneida County. They're very sparing with the details, but I understand the pipeline they're talking about building has a capacity of several millions of gallons.
Well, if we can talk about that for just a second, we're talking to State Assemblyman Mark Butler. Why all of a sudden Western Oneida County, why all of a sudden do they need this huge amount of more water? Did something happen there? Have they always just been not sufficient with water? Why is Western Oneida County need water?
I think a portion, as I understand it, as the original plan was, I think the Oneida Indian Nation required for their developments. They were looking for an additional water supply, and I think the Water Authority may have saw that as an opportunity to sell some water, mm-hmm. Make some additional money that will hopefully help with any increases for their ratepayers. And as long as they're going there, I think I believe Verona and the town of Vernon have had some water supply issues in their area as well. And they said, well, why don't we keep it going and supply these other needs? Now, since that plan came up, I know Oneida Limited has moved out. It's my understanding that the city of Oneida has had some additional water available that they've been able to put into the system. Now, one of the things is that, you know, these water systems are not, these public water systems were never supposed to be in competition with one another. So how that all fits into the major plan, there are a lot of very serious questions that this plan and this proposal raises. But we had a tremendous shortage of water during the summer of 2007. There have been claims and counterclaims about what caused that to occur. Again, this spring, there were lower water shortages. Ultimately, what happened was the Water Authority is part of their plan, part of their plans to try and operate more efficiently and save money. They took down what was an auxiliary dam, the Gray Reservoir, which was there to provide additional water into Hinckley Reservoir. They contend that water from the Gray Reservoir never actually found its way into Hinckley. Many people dispute that. But the original contract with the City of Utica Water Supply and the state over the amount of water, yes, they could have 48.5 million gallons of water. But to get that, they had to construct compensating upstream reservoirs with a capacity of 6 billion gallons. Now, the Gray Reservoir itself is only about 1.2 billion gallons. So to have access to 48.5 billion, under the wording of the original contract, they would have had to build five Gray Reservoirs. Well, they contend, and what they've contended in court is that they're, you know, since no water was ever used, they contend no water was ever used out of Gray. They don't need to build that compensating upstream flow, but yet they have access to that 48.5 million. I think that's all wrong. I think that's a wrong interpretation, and I would like to be a lawyer that could go and look at a contract, and the parts I like, I can choose to follow, and the parts that I don't agree with, they just ought to disappear. So it's been a protracted dispute. It's gone on for several years. I dare say the Water Board, they've conceded that legal bills were well over $1 million almost 2 years ago.
Who pays for those?
Well, I presume it comes out of the ratepayers'
Their wallets,
payments.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. And what happened is they've been in court, and they went before Judge Hester here locally, and Judge Hester tried to come up with some kind of apparently compromise solution. He said, "Well, you can have the most that was ever taken out of the system for the Utica water system, which is roughly about 21, 22 million gallons per day, or 35 CFS. And if you've been following in the paper, that's the number that's used. The Water Authority apparently thought they could appeal that and get access to more. This latest court ruling, no matter how you spin it, the court said, we don't even know for sure that you're entitled to the 35 CFS that Judge Hester has given you. You've got to go back and work all this out. So after several years of litigation and millions of dollars in legal expenses and consultants' fees and what have you, we're no farther than we were back when they first announced this plan. And it's been damaging to the area, because I think water, good clean water, is one of the real attractions that we can have for economic development. And while this is tied up in litigation and it's in the paper every day about questioning whether we have an adequate supply of water here, and there is a question about that and how it's managed and how it's maintained, it's just bad public relations for the area.
Not good publicity at all. We're
right.
Talking to our state assemblyman from the 117th District, Mark Butler. We're actually up against the end of the interview. There were things that we won't get to today, because I'd like to end this by asking you, what's going on that's great in your district right now?
Well, right now in our district, there are a lot of things going on. And of course, we have to watch our county legislatures. They're putting together budgets. And like the state, and as we began this debate, there's some real possibilities. Some important programs could be cut or even eliminated. We're going through that. But, you know, I'm seeing some optimism about the economy. People are beginning to speak better about it. We did an announcement a week ago about the gems along the Mohawk complex.
That's some great money, sure.
Near Thruway Exit 30 is going to finally be able to take advantage of a federal grant that's been, you know, lying dormant for several years. We did a tour, and I won't identify it, with a local business yesterday. They said their business, despite the economy, was up 10%. They're looking to expand. looking for help with funding for new equipment that will bring additional jobs. And as I talk to other people, they seem to have a feeling that the worst is behind us and things are starting to improve. And so we're looking for that next step and to move forward in that direction.
He's State Assemblyman Mark Butler. One more question. What's your favorite thing on the plate tomorrow for Thanksgiving dinner? Your favorite food item? Is it the turkey?
I got my mother makes oysters, scalloped oysters. I always look forward to that.
There's a food item that you either love or don't even want to look at.
Yeah, so. Well, it's you have to close your eyes when you eat it, but it tastes great.
All right, Mark Butler, we thank you very much for coming in with us. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
You too.
Okay, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay.
It is 8:30 straight down, B95.5 FM, WUTQ.